Welcome to Program 4 in the series, 7 Anger Fighter Skills for Couples, a practical skill-building program to keep anger from jeopardizing your marriage or relationship. Written by Dr. Tony Fiore, psychologist, marriage therapist, and anger management expert. This audio series was developed by Dr. Fiore to serve as a resource for partners struggling with anger issues. It can be used as a supplement for people in anger management programs or couples therapy, or as a standalone self-help resource for couples not currently in therapy. Today's anger fighter skill number 4 is lay down your shields and listen to your partner. This skill is the antidote or remedy to anger expressed as defensiveness in your marriage or relationship. What is defensiveness? It is best described as one or both partners being overly sensitive or reacting very strongly to criticism, perceived or real, by their spouse. Defensive partners spend most of their energy protecting themselves, justifying their behavior, denying what is obvious to their partner, and fighting influence or control by their spouse. Defensive marital partners are not psychologically open people, at least not in their relationship with you. They are fragile, they often live in their own private bubble, and they spend much energy protecting themselves, often needlessly, from you. Rather than being open to input from you in the form of suggestions, opinions, alternative solutions to problems, or seeking honest feedback, they put up an emotional force field to keep you at bay to protect themselves. Let's listen to some examples of defensiveness between partners.
You are shouting, and it's going to wake the baby.
I am not talking too loud. You are overprotective of the baby. You are grouchy and not fun anymore.
Grow up. Life is more than just having fun and playing games. We never talk to each other anymore. I feel very lonely in this relationship.
You knew I was like this when we got married. Why should I change now?
Did you go to happy hour after work today when you promised not to?
No. You always accuse me of stuff I didn't do. You act like my mother.
Why is defensiveness harmful to your relationship? 1. Defensiveness discourages honest communication between partners.
2. Issues are never resolved. Instead, they get recycled and become perpetual.
3. Defensive partners often play the victim role in the relationship, not accepting any of the responsibility for their share of the problem or issue at hand.
4. The defensive partner does not grow or mature. They're not inclined to profit from their mistakes or errors. They don't see honest feedback from their partner as an opportunity to improve the relationship.
5. Because overly defensive partners cannot tolerate pushback of any kind and usually can't stand being proven wrong, inadequate, or mistaken, it is almost impossible to have a relaxed, mature relationship with them. For some partners, it is like walking on eggshells. What can you do if you are overly defensive? If you are the defensive partner, the anger fighter skill you need to learn is to lay down your shields, put aside your ego, and actually listen to your partner. This is in contrast to the usual mental filters you might typically erect for self-protection. Some reasons you might have for defensiveness are: 1. You don't trust that your partner has your interests or well-being at heart with their criticism or complaint. They may have hurt you in what they are saying or opened up old wounds, so now you want to retaliate.
2. You don't want to face the truth, or you fear they may be right or partially right, so you fight against it because you don't want to hear it. You've built up a self-story around the issue in your head, which is being threatened by their criticism. For instance, you may see yourself as having been victimized by someone, but your partner points out your contribution to the problem. This makes you defensive.
3. You don't want to have to do what you know you should do if what they are saying is true. Like, they tell you the house needs painting, and that is the last thing you want to spend money on this year, so you get mad because they brought it up.
4. Their criticism symbolizes to you that they may love or respect you less, even though this is not true.
5. Their criticism strikes fear in you that they may withhold things from you in the future that you really cherish or need. Fight defensiveness by having a talk with yourself. Another tool you can use to develop this anger fighter skill is to examine your self-talk, what you tell yourself about your partner, and what they are doing to make you feel defensive. Rather than getting mad or striking back when they criticize you, disagree with you, or insist on doing things a different way, tell yourself things like,
"Their opinion is as valid as mine. I don't have to take what they are saying personally."
Nobody is perfect. If they complain, maybe what they are saying could be of benefit to me. I don't have to always fight back or react in a way to protect myself.
Partners in an intimate relationship are supposed to influence each other. I don't have to see every disagreement as a battle or struggle for power or superiority or control.
I don't have to react defensively to my partner's criticisms. My reaction is under my control. I can let it upset me, I can just let it go, or I can decide to constructively change because their criticism, comment, or feedback has some merit.
I can decide to accept what they say without it injuring my whole view of myself. For instance, maybe I am selfish sometimes, like she says, but that doesn't make me a bad person. I can work on changing that or accept it as part of my personality.
We are conditioned to believe that strength means coming out on top and winning the fight. But in fact, real strength means having the courage to put our swords and shields down and to risk being open and undefended. What can you do if you are the partner of an overly defensive person? What the partner can do. While you may not be the cause of all of your partner's over-defensiveness, you still can often greatly help the situation by either changing how you bring up issues or how you behave that triggers his or her defensiveness, and/or reacting differently to them so as not to escalate further defensiveness or conflict. Here are some practical tips. 1. Encourage openness of feelings. Don't punish your partner for telling you how he or she really feels about something, because that will encourage them next time to distort things or withhold information to stay out of trouble with you. You can tell a good friend the truth. You should be the same with your intimate partner. 2. Use softer startups when bringing up an issue. For example, do not start the conversation in ways that will immediately alert your partner to put up their defenses to protect themselves, as they see it, from the oncoming attack. Examples of poor startups.
You have ruined my whole life. You're an idiot for lending him money. If you don't like your boss, just quit, but stop complaining about it.
Examples of much better, softer startups. Could we talk about something that we need to address? After the kids are in bed, how about we have a glass of wine and discuss something that is important to me? I know how upset you get when I bring up this issue, but we need to deal with it soon. When would be a good time to discuss it? 3. Within limits, try to deal with difficult issues between you in a way that your partner feels less judged by you. Be seen as more supportive and less critical, more like a friend.
4. Use empathy skills more with your partner so they know you understand them even if you don't agree with them.
5. Find something you enjoy doing together so you can have fun with each other, build trust with each other, and feel more connected to each other. In conclusion, defensiveness in a relationship can be extremely destructive for both partners because it works against closeness, trust, and intimacy. If you are the defensive one, work on your self-talk, lay down your shields, and practice empathetic listening to your partner and what they are telling you. If you are the partner, encourage your spouse to be more open and practice using softer startups so he or she will feel safer to be more vulnerable and look at things more from your point of view. That may motivate him or her to work on giving you more of what you need. This was the 4th program in a series of 7 Anger Fighter audio programs for couples. Available at fioricouplescounseling.com/angerfighters. The next Anger Fighter in the series is Anger Fighter number 5, Practice Emotional Honesty for More Closeness, the Remedy for Passive Aggression.